You are now listening to the hottest true crime podcast in the streets.
CrimeCon, day one. There's a mob of people waiting to storm the gates of this convention. We are currently setting up our booth. Fran, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
To see how many people is going to be here.
Well, I mean, we see that when we walked in. There's people like waiting like the new iPhones coming out, you know?
Yeah, like sitting on the floor.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I would have just come when it opens.
Walking in here, or walk past, you know, you hear people, the whispers going, is that Alvin and Fran?
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, man.
Your ears are a lot more perky than mine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I always got to be. It's just got to be. Yeah,
be
alert. How I am.
Yeah. Also, you are wearing Hulk Hogan sunglasses, so you draw a lot of attention.
Yes, sir.
They look great.
Love. Thank you.
I don't know. I have no expectations for this weekend, but I'm really looking forward to, like, just whatever comes our way. You know, I'm really excited. You know, the booth situation is not exactly as crisp as it was last year. We weren't able to find pens.
Yes.
So our banner of our country.
Yeah.
The Affirmative Nation is just kind of slouched over the table.
It's cool.
like a dinner cloth or something, you know. But we'll make do, you know. And you know something, it's about what's in here, in your heart.
In your heart?
It's about what's in here. It's not about fancy gizmos and stuff like that.
I mean,
listen, there's a booth across from us that has a 26-inch television screen playing
niche
crime videos. Yeah. You know, that's definitely a lot more attractive than our situation. But, you know, we're the little engine that could.
Every time we do this, you know, it's the second time I'm doing this or whatever, but it's like...
Every time,
It's a lot of true crime. It's like, because some people, well, me personally, like, I listen to, like, maybe a handful of the ones I like, and then it's like, there's a whole fucking bucket of other fucking true crime podcasts. Like, some I've never even heard of. Like,
yeah, there's
crazy.
Literally thousands of them.
It's crazy.
Here, not here, but, like,
but still,
there's
the ones
a ton here,
like,
here
I've
that
even
like
heard
I've never
of.
Heard of.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Crime and dogs.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, what do? We groom dogs while we talk about murders. You're like, well, that's an interesting concept for a show.
Yes.
Shows like that are here. This is where they come to congregate and spread the news of their podcast. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to meeting up. We got a visit from Mac. Cheryl McCollum, hopefully she comes back around so we can get her on the mic for a little bit. Love her.
Yeah.
Then she goes, hey, Sugar, can you... you guys, let's take a picture.
Yeah.
And this is my sister. Didn't catch her name. Don't remember it. But her sister goes.
I don't think she said.
Yeah, I don't think she said. This is my sister. And then she was like, hey, take this picture. And then her sister was like, I got y'all, baby. It was sultry.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
I would marry both of them at the same time. Anyway, what we're gonna do is we're gonna pop out for a back or for what? We're gonna pop out
back.
For a back. We're gonna pop in the back. And we're going to check back in with what the fuck is happening. I think I'm having a stroke.
Good?
I don't know what the hell is happening to me. We're going to pop out for a second, and we're going to check back in with you guys a little bit later, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Peace.
CrimeCon 2022, Las Vegas, Nevada. Just doing a quick check-in. Fran, the love fest that is just... transpired in just the last 10 minutes alone.
Yeah.
And we're like 30 minutes into CrimeCon.
Yes.
I am through the roof. I am elated. I am other words that I don't even have the definition for. We have dinosaurs on our table. I got a birthday present from somebody. I'm tucking it under the table because I don't want anybody to know that it's my birthday. How are you feeling, man?
I'm doing, you know, look, we had a good time last night. I was struggling, but I think now
you've had the heaves.
I think,
You've been having the heebie-jeebies.
But I think the adrenaline is pumping now, so I feel a little better.
Oh, you guys like Crank. Remember that movie Crank? Jason Statham?
I do know that movie.
You know that one. Okay, cool. So that's a good reference.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll take it. So, yeah, you're like Jason Statham in Crank. You're juiced to the gills.
I'm feeling good.
And so you no longer have the heaves.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. I am super excited.
Yes.
Like I said, we're like 30 minutes into this. And we've already gotten so much love, and it's so awesome. People
love.
Are so cool, and we're at a good spot next to our girl Stephanie Harlow and
Derek
Levasseur. And this is super fun. And again, we're just 30 minutes in. The day is still young.
Yes.
Crime Con, day one. Fran, just give a quick, what are you seeing in the world before we check out for a moment?
In Crime Con?
Yeah, what's going on right now?
It's a lot of, it's already more people than it was last year.
For sure.
And
it's early.
It's early. You know, people still probably, you know, getting through hangovers, you know, like.
NFL draft.
There's
a lot of spillover in that.
I think DaBaby is here. People know who DaBaby is.
Oh, people know who DaBaby is. Yeah. Rick Ross is here. DaBaby's here. Yeah. Crime Con 2022, Las Vegas. The shenanigans are through the roof already.
Yes.
Having a fantastic time.
Yes. Hello. How you doing?
We have a gold VIP in attendance just walked up to us.
Yes.
Take a sticker. That's us. Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's us.
Honor. Thank you so much. A retired judge. Wait a minute. Let's get you on the mic for a second.
There's a mic.
Let's introduce you. Here.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Susan Chris.
Hi, Susan.
Hi,
Chris.
Susan.
You are a retired judge.
I'm a retired district judge from Galveston, Texas.
Galveston.
I'm now doing criminal defense, but I presided over the first Robert Durst murder trial.
Whoa.
Wow.
So you got to look him in his eyes in a room.
Many times.
Wow.
What was that like?
They seem vacant. No, he's not vacant. He's also not dumb. Sometimes he's very, very charming and pleasant and just somebody you'd like to sit down and talk to. And
wow.
Sometimes the mask goes off and there's the dark side.
Yeah.
Mm. And you see that darkness, you see that meanness, and it's a side. I mean.
That's terrifying.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, who are you here to see?
I'm here to see everybody. I'm excited. You know, I'm doing criminal defense, but I'm also writing now that I have more time. I'm not running for office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got so many things I've been wanting to write, including the book about him. And so now I've got so many cases and things that happen that I'm going to do. Some of it true crime and some of it fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending upon not wanting to get sued, you know?
Yeah. Right. Well, you change a name here, change a name there,
exactly.
And now you got a fiction.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought, of course, I'm a true crime junkie anyway.
Yes.
But also, Chuck, this would be a perfect way to learn about the market and network.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm having so much fun.
Yes.
Good.
Doing research while also having a good time is the best way to get it done.
Oh, my God. Great combination.
Yeah. My boyfriend's here. He's a military lawyer, but he's up there watching all the draft stuff.
Boyfriend is Vegas. What are you doing?
I know. Hey.
It's a long weekend.
I'm
just saying it's a long weekend. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, I'm excited to see everybody.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to catch up and learn about all the podcasts.
Yeah.
I knew I was coming, and now I'm totally addicted.
Well, I love that you're here. I love that your boyfriend for now is here. You guys have a great time, and thank you for stopping by our booth.
Thank you.
All right, take care. So I'm excited to meet you.
It's a pleasure. She was a delight. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. I think, Fran, we're going to get you like a granola bar in here or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just to keep you at this crank level.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, then we're just going to take a break for other reasons.
My $12 bottle of water here.
Oh, my God. $16 for two bottles of water. It was the most egregious thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
If it hadn't have been for the night before, we got two vodka cranberries. It was $77.
That's insane.
For two vodka cranberries.
That's insane. Absolutely
they were doubles,
insane.
But still. They were doubles,
you know,
but still.
Wasn't that good?
Well, it's just vodka with cranberry juice.
Wasn't
what
that
were
good?
You expecting?
Wasn't that good? Could have added a little bit more cranberry, that's all.
Could have been a little bit more cranberry-y? Cranberry-y?
Yeah.
Cranberry-y.
Cranberry-y.
Cranberry-ish-ous? Crambitious. Crambitious. Let's go crambitious.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to just keep you guys updated with what's going on Crime Con. I'm not really doing a good job with these getting out of here, Fran. You got to help me on the next one. Bye. Crime Con 2022. I mean, listen, we just got a visit from one Amy. Last name redacted. Fran, she laced us up. She gave us a bag of bracelets.
Yes.
Amethyst for me. Something else for you that I didn't catch the name of. I'm wearing mine. You're wearing yours. She broke down why she chose those gems for us, for the bracelets, and proceeded to shower us with praise and love and just affirmations.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It felt great, man. Speaking of amethyst, I love that name. I made a candle. I think I told you.
You didn't.
I made a candle.
You made a candle?
I made a candle.
How do you do that?
It's like a candle shop. Downtown.
Okay.
And, you know,
so like making a vase.
Yeah.
But a candle.
Made it. I named it Amethyst.
The candle?
Yes.
Will you ever burn it and kill it, I guess?
No.
Because you gave it a name. Once you name it, you can't kill it.
No.
That's how it works with
never,
like pigs and stuff and cows.
It's my own.
It's your pet candle.
Created scent. It's like,
what does it smell like?
It's like I got apple pie, morning. It's like one of them is like morning. Morning sunrise or something like that.
Apple pie and morning sunrise.
Yes.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want a nice slice of apple pie when the sun is rising?
Yes.
That's, you might have captured, and you're never going to let the world smell that. You're never going to burn that.
I'm never going
to
burn
it. I'm never going to come over to your house and smell morning pie.
No.
I'm never. Disappointed.
Never.
Where do you keep the candle? Like, hypothetically, if somebody wanted to come by and light it, where
in
do you
the
keep
kitchen?
It? It's just in the kitchen?
It's in the kitchen.
And everybody knows just not to light it?
No. It's only two people that can light shit up in my house. It's me and Steph.
Fair, but like let's say hypothetically,
touch my candle.
Let's say hypothetically, like another person came and lit the candle. Is that, would that be a problem?
Yes, it would. Okay. It would be a crime scene in my house.
Good to know.
Yes.
Oh my God! Hello. Yes, please. I love your guitar. Wait, hold on. What's going on here? We're recording live, and you just walked over here with an entire guitar.
I love it.
Take this microphone, one of you, and please let's make this official.
Yo,
what's going on?
Dan Brown Jr. from Crime Sonics.
Hi, Dan Brown Jr. from Crime Sonics. First of all, your card is legit.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very good quality card. Dan Brown Jr.
24 karat gold plated.
Yes, I love it. Yes, yes. I can feel the authenticity in it. No, but it's got the spirit of 24 karat magic in it.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, he's just added the he's finding the place for us. Oh, thank you. Yeah, Fran, flick that for us.
Absolutely.
And Dan Brown Jr., what is it that you do at your podcast?
So we don't have a podcast.
Okay.
Crime Sonics supplies music, sound effects, Foley, for police chatter, and crimescapes, which is like field recordings.
Oh, wow. You do sound effects. You lend your sounds to podcasts and
TV shows.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
That's dope.
And you got my car, so let's go.
Yes. We might need to come up with an original score for the podcast.
Yes.
The old one's getting a little dull.
Yeah.
We might need to link up on this, Dan Brown Jr.
Let's do it. Good to meet you.
Absolutely, man.
Right now,
appreciate you, man.
Fist bumping for those who can't see.
Yes. Fist
we're
bump away.
Physically dropping the mic.
Yeah, drop that thing. Gently. Thanks. That was cool. Man, he does sound effects for like shows and stuff. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I didn't get a good picture because his finger was in the way. I was waiting for him to move his finger.
Come on, Dan. Get it together, man. You ruined a great opportunity for us to have a photo op. But I like the energy of him.
Yes.
He doesn't do a podcast. He lends his stuff to podcasters.
Yes.
That's cool. Shout out to Dan Brown Jr. at Crime Sonics. Anyway, we're going to take another break. You're going to get some word from our sponsors.
I think you're doing a bit on the outro, man.
Huh?
I think you're getting a little better on the outro.
Nah, you cut me off before I was going to fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
So thank you. So you know what? I won't even continue. See you guys in a little bit for the next check-in. We're going to check in again. And when we check in later, there's going to be a check-in. All right. Yeah, see you soon. We are at a very high traffic area. We are at the entrance of the convention.
Man.
And Stephanie Harlow and Derek Levasseur are killing the game. They have a line out of the building.
Yes. They're selling coffee beans and all kinds of shit.
They're selling, they have their wares out.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely insane place to be.
The line is wrapping around our table.
There's an adorable.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. Oh my God, here. Take this. Who is?
You.
Let's get into it then.
Listen.
What did I do? What did I say?
I listen to you every single week.
And I love
and
you for
always,
it.
And
I love your hair.
Like, oh, I don't know. People over 50, do they like even still have sex?
Listen, well, you need
blah,
to understand.
Blah, 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 blah.
First of all, what's your name?
My name is Misty.
Listen, Misty, what you need to understand is, first one, I'm a
what?
Dumbass, right? So I'm like a old school dumbass, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm talking about. So if I say 50, it's just a number I say because I don't have any concept of age.
It's just a number.
You know, honestly, and friend, that age is nothing but a number, but let's go deeper than that, Misty. I don't really believe in age as a concept. I think that you're as young as you feel, Misty.
Hey,
so when I say 50, I'm speaking more of the 50 of the mind.
Okay.
So it's not a personal attack on Misty, because I love your hair.
I felt like it was a personal attack.
Don't.
What did I
say, though?
He
do,
said, do
you,
people
do you,
over 50, do they even have sex?
Did I say that?
Did you say that?
Misty, I did not
say
that.
Don't make me have to come back to every
Misty,
single episode.
Misty, no, I'm gonna
have to be quoted wrong.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
I there's no way I said that.
You totally said that.
I might have said, do they use Twitter?
No, I don't use Twitter.
All right, well,
you know why I don't use Twitter? Because
you're having sex. What?
Because of Donald Trump.
Oh, fair. Okay.
He ruined Twitter for everybody.
Oh, I was just gonna go. You know why I don't listen? I have a Twitter because I'm having sex.
Yeah, because I'm busy.
Well, Misty, I did not mean to be ageist.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and personally apologize to you. I'm going to shake your hand.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for listening.
Yes.
And I love you.
I was going to introduce myself to you yesterday, but
I saw you surrounded by like 50 women.
No, you didn't.
Trying to get a piece of Alvin.
No, you didn't.
Where was this?
Misty, don't come on this platform and tell lies like that.
Where was this?
I don't feel like it was a lie.
You were with me the whole day. That's how I know.
Were you with him the whole time?
No, I don't
see you, friend.
Thank you. No, I wasn't there.
Fibs. She's telling fibs.
I don't care.
She's
probably
there.
In his room being a good boy. I don't know.
Oh, Misty, no. Misty, no.
What?
Misty, no. Don't do that.
Just saying.
Listen, I love your hair.
Thank you.
Did you match it with your shirt?
Yeah,
did you do it on purpose?
Right? That was on purpose.
Yeah. Always.
I love it.
Always.
They
I love
don't
it.
Wear red if you have red hair.
If
I love
you
it.
Listen to the podcast, you know.
I do.
I have a thing for Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
You're giving me the Reebie Jeebies.
Oh, and I'm in the Postal Gang Gang too.
Ooh, and she's in the Postal Gang Gang too. Give me some nuts on that, Misty. Misty's giving me the Reebie Jeebies. She's
I love
in the Postal
it.
Gang Gang.
Yeah.
Misty, I think we've like made up, right?
We've made up.
I'm not, and can you say on the microphone just for posterity that I am not ageist?
Today, Alvin is not ageist.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Don't okay. make it. Don't let it take
Misty,
it back.
Listen,
don't make it take it
right
back.
Here.
Oh, I
there's
want one.
Cards.
We're running out of
take
cards.
Whatever you want. We love you. I love the ink. I didn't see the ink. Misty's got a bad girl streak.
Okay. All
what's right. that shadow?
That's Nancy Drew.
Is that Wendy from Peter Pan?
Nancy Drew, girl detective.
Duh. Hello. I should go fuck myself. That was pretty
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that was
you
dumb.
Should.
So, Misty, we love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to end this. CrimeCon 2022, day one update. Things are starting to wind down. People are making their way to their individual seminars and stuff that they want to hear. I would assume we'll be preparing to make our way to do that as well. Fran, so far, how are you feeling about day one?
Pretty good, man. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything else. What it was, it's a way more
when
people.
When you say that, do you mean you had no expectations?
No. I expected how this, because we knew by doing one last year, but people going, oh, next year's going to be crazy. Already having that mindset of being like,
you were prepared.
I know what to expect. I'm prepared for that.
Okay.
Now, this was our first one, and people were like, oh, it's going to be a lot of people. Me never done it before. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a lot of people. But like to come here and be like, that's when I'll be like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But doing it before and doing it at half to the capacity that it was last year.
It was like a training class.
Yes. So it's like, I wasn't expecting anything different.
Yeah, that's
we
cool.
Met
Fuck
a lot of great people,
yeah, fuck,
a
yeah,
lot of
yeah,
great
yeah,
listeners
yeah, no,
and shit like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, shut up. So
don't mean shut up.
No, I just want to say, you were here, foxy young lady, she was probably like 55, said that I was giving her Denzel vibes.
Is that why you told me to shut up so you can get to that?
I just felt like it was a good time to like throw that in there.
Sure.
How do you feel about that?
I don't give a shit. Do you like Denzel?
I don't
Absolutely
know.
Absolutely not.
I don't know, man. Like, what? Who's to say what? Who looks like what? You know?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I can't speak for what people see in me.
You look like John.
John? Who the fuck is
John
that?
Washington?
Oh, John David.
Yeah, that's what you look like.
I'll take it. He's a handsome guy.
He's no Denzel.
I mean, he kind of is though.
But he's not though.
He's half.
He's
of
not
him.
Prime Denzel.
He's half of him.
Denzel in the 90s. Was like
he was a sex symbol.
Was he?
What were you about to say?
No. That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
it was a rhetorical question.
Fran, people have been giving you a lot of compliments. For people who don't know, Fran has made the genius decision. Don't ever let them know your next move. Fran has chosen to wear sunglasses for the entire weekend.
Yep.
Day, night, no matter what, he's doing it all.
Yep.
What prompted that decision? Was it a game time decision?
Sunglasses?
Yeah.
No. I brought three pairs of sunglasses.
But I'm saying to decide indoor, outdoor, night, day. Was that the plan when you put them in the bag?
Yeah. All day. I'm wearing them
It's
all
your
day.
Thing.
It's my thing.
I respect it.
That's my thing.
And it's working very well because, like, nobody really,
I could take a nice snooze.
Yeah,
nobody
several times you have been, we've been in three-way conversations and you just have been sitting there with your arms folded.
Yeah.
Looking like you're really interested in what's happening and you were asleep.
Sleep.
Brilliant.
Completely asleep.
No, that was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
Yeah, CrimeCon Day 1 is going well. I think it is, like I said, starting to wind down a bit. I think we're probably going to go to catch something at
yeah.
some point. But Day 1 has been very fun. I got birthday presents, and me and Fran got bracelets that have
lovely
stones
bracelets.
In them.
Yes.
What else happened? So many things, and there's so much more to come.
It's only day one, man.
It's only day one. CrimeCon day one. We will check back in with you guys later. That feels simple. That feels like a simple way to end it, huh?
You ruined it now because you talked.
True. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and then – oh, shit. I'm stuck now. We're going to –
we're going to end it already.
We're going to take a break. We're going to step away from you guys for a little bit, and then we're going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to see you soon. CrimeCon 2022. Las Vegas. Nevada. The Paris Hotel and Casino. NFL Draft. We have the pleasure of having a moment to speak with the father of Daniel Robinson. If you could take a second to just introduce yourself and let us know what you're doing here at CrimeCon, and we're just going to shut the hell up and let you go ahead and speak. Yeah.
Yes, I'm David Robinson. Of course, like you said, I'm the father of geologist Daniel Kennedy Robinson. I'm here at the CrimeCon event to spread awareness on my son's case.
Yes.
My son's been missing since June the 23rd. I'm out here to, like I said, just bring awareness and get support.
And how would you say the response has been? You know, it's taken social media by storm, and people have really started to galvanize. Do you feel like there's more that needs to be done? I mean, obviously you're here, so you're trying to you're trying to find your son. So you're trying to spread awareness. But do you feel like you felt a rallying behind you?
Yeah. Well, you know, the blessing is I got introduced out here by Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And he wanted me here to be able to spread the awareness, like I said, and have gathering people asking me to be on different podcasts and things like that.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'll be a speaker this evening on CrimeCon platform. So
yeah, it will be there for sure.
Yes, really
yeah,
a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. If you had to tell people one thing about your son to, you know, because sometimes as sad as it is, it's like if people can't relate to a person, they are less likely to empathize and care. And when people look like us, it's even less likely. So if you had to tell people who your son is, what would you say?
You know, the thing is, it's the fact that he even have to, say this, but it's true. My son he's a scientist.
Yes.
Brilliant man, very brilliant, bright. He have a promising career, entrepreneurship. Like to travel, things like that.
Yeah.
Daniel's a family-oriented son. So he's definitely around his family a lot. We have a tight-knit family, of course. He's a family-oriented, very friendly guy, had tons of friends. Those characteristics about Daniel would definitely say, hey, look, Daniel's not a person that would like to disappear or just want to be away from his family, things like that.
Yeah.
He always wanted to be home, so.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I don't want to hold you up, but is there anything that you want to clear up? Because I'm on social media, I'm in this space. Sometimes people go, well, I heard this, or they found this, or anything, and you're as directly tied to it as can be. So I don't know if there's anything that you may have heard that you want to clarify, this has not been found, or this nobody said this, or he's not this, or tied up into this, or anything like that. Has anything come across your path?
It have. Unfortunately, after it's going on 10 months now, it's been 10 months since my son been missing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of theories out there. I had a former investigator who kind of put those theories out there that maybe Daniel got hooked to some PCP laced mm-hmm. marijuana. I want to clear those things. There's no evidence or anything out there that would even suggest anything like that. So just want to make sure people be aware of that.
Absolutely.
That's just a theory. Theories are just theories. Of course, being an investigator, I'm an investigator. I had to put on multiple hats.
Yeah.
I'm out here, I'm a father. But at the same time, I had to make sure I investigate my son's disappearance.
Absolutely.
And with those investigations, I have found nothing that would even suggest it. But you still have to look at every theory.
Understandable.
Course, it's okay to look at theories, but just don't know that's exactly what they are. Just
understandable.
Theories.
I do have a question as far as, I know you brung up, having a tight-knit family, though going through the unfortunate situation that you are going through, how do you be that person that to keep everybody together, throughout the whole situation? How do you handle that?
It's hard, brother.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Very hard. It's one thing I do have in my favor. First of all, I'm going to say God. I have to put him
ahead
of all of that.
Absolutely.
However, at the same time, I'm military. I'm a retired military guy.
Locked in.
In the military, we've been taught, hey, never leave a fallen comrade.
Yeah.
My son happened to be that guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to leave my son behind.
Right.
So I'm here fighting for my son. One thing we also know, we have to put the mission first. My son is my mission.
Yeah.
So I'm out here fighting for my son, and I have to put those emotions to the side and be that strength and that backbone.
Right, exactly,
Absolutely. Yep. Well, David, Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming to talk to us.
We can't wait to hear you speak tonight. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Crime Con Day 2. Man, what a day Day 2 has been. Fran and I kicked the day off with, after a brief stop by Podcast Row, and interviewing one David Robinson, the father of the missing young man, the geologist Daniel Robinson. We spoke to him for like 5 minutes. He, oh, such a powerful guy, man.
Yeah.
And he's looking for his son and heading the search.
Yeah.
He's on the front line looking for his son. And there, while there is something so messed up about that fundamentally, which we spoke about when we talked to him about how much work he has to do to get attention on his son's story, yeah, the fact that he's doing it is also so admirable. You know,
yeah.
How'd you feel in that moment talking to him?
I felt like if I was in that situation, I would be doing the exact same thing he's doing.
For sure.
As far as like, you're looking for your missing child and nobody's helping you, or you're not getting the help you deserve, and it's like, fuck it, I have to take this into my own hands.
Absolutely.
And I got to do what I got to do, and I'm not going to sit on my hands and wait to, you know, to beg other people to help me out when it, based on your skin color, probably won't happen. So
yeah,
it's like, that's why I asked him. I was like, you know, how do you be, because he was in the military, so that's a tough,
yeah,
brave man right there. So
for
it's
sure.
Like, that's why when I asked him, you know, how do you keep it together? Like, how do you be the backbone for your family and stuff like that? He's like, well, I'm a military man, so I can see where, you know, the toughness. He's not going to be super emotional.
Yeah.
But you can tell that, you know,
he's got a mission.
He's keeping everything together, and he's like, I got a mission. I just got to do it myself. So.
Yeah, man, it was really powerful. We then followed that up. We went and saw the John Ramsey Q&A type of situation.
Yeah.
Very interesting, controversial.
Yeah.
Not a lot of no real information, new information.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like about those.
The purpose of it was to debunk things that people have heard in the media. But some of the stuff that they said, they didn't necessarily debunk. They just restated it and then told you it wasn't true.
Yeah.
Because they are the experts, is
yeah,
basically what they said. It's like, so all your, basically what they were saying was, anything you've speculated about this case is wrong. That was the purpose of it.
Right.
Any speculation that you
yeah
have is wrong.
So, or setting it up that way to for the main objective to be John didn't do it.
Yes, and also to make him likable, which was a working. He had some really great answers to what I think personally were some very softball questions.
Yeah.
Except it started off in a way I thought it was going to go somewhere else. Because the first two questions were, did you murder your daughter?
Yeah.
I think that was the second question. And then the first question was something equally like, oh, okay, we're getting right into it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you, I think it was like, who do you think killed
right
your daughter? Or something like that. The first two questions were like that. So I
yeah
went, oh, she's going to get to the root of things. And then it turned into more of like a bashing of the media.
Yeah.
Which is, I understand, the media fucks up a lot of stuff when it comes to this true crime genre and a lot of stuff in general. But the speculations and stuff that people have had, it's not just all, oh, the media blew this up
no
and made it, you know, there's
no
some real questionable things that happened in this case.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was an interesting case. I thought it was an interesting seminar and conference or whatever the word is. But at the same time, I think a lot of people were like left disappointed and like
I did. I was.
Yeah.
I left because I went like, okay, it went better than I thought it was going to go.
Yes.
But as far as like information, I was like, I know all this stuff. I know all this stuff already.
Hi,
hey.
How you doing? Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice
Ashley
to meet you. thank you.
What brings you to CrimeCon?
Wait, is the mic on?
The mic's on. Ashley, you want to be a part of our podcast in the moment?
Sure.
What brings
Hi
you to CrimeCon?
I live here now.
Oh, you live
okay
in
Maryland? I'm from Maryland, actually.
Get out
okay
of here. Where?
Yeah. Like, whereabouts, like, Baltimore County.
Okay.
Sort of the city. I bounced around.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
How you do in Baltimore.
Yeah. I know the Baltimore vibe, you know?
Yeah.
I like your ink a lot.
Oh, thank you so much.
What brought you to CrimeCon? Is there anything that you wanted to hear specifically, or you just was like, you live here, so
yeah,
why not?
I figured I'd go because, like, I listen to a bunch of true crime podcasts,
yeah.
So I figured I live here, so why not?
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah,
how do you feel about
this? You guys are going to be here,
oh.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, stop
and,
it.
And true crime all the time down there.
Oh, yeah. Love them. How do you feel about the strip being blocked off like it is? You recognize how inconvenient that is, being a person that lives here.
It wasn't too bad, actually, because we live here, so we kind of know, like,
you know, some of the
back
streets and stuff.
But, right. Like, the Uber drivers are not happy. Every Uber driver we've gotten into, a guy rolled a window down taking us to the dispensary yesterday, and he was like, they'll just give anybody a flag, I guess, huh? Dumbass.
Stupid.
And the
window
up and kept driving. I was like, wow, okay, well, you know.
Very
he's
aggressive.
Doing his job.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, Vegas drivers are, like, a whole different situation.
I'm learning that.
Blowing horns. I was impatient.
Yeah,
I was like
the light turns green, like, for 1 second, and they're like, meh, and you're like,
it just turned right.
I'm getting ready to move.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been here 5 years. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Like, well, first of all, please feel free to take stickers or cards.
Yes. Oh, I definitely
thank you for stopping by the booth.
Thank you so much.
And, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, come back, pay some bills, and, CrimeCon 2022.
Yeah.
Day two. CrimeCon 2022. We have an exciting bout. We have an exciting bout happening here today. A friend has been lording over the world that he does not believe in dinosaurs. And we have here with us today.
Robin.
Robin is here today. And Robin, what is your profession?
I am a bioarchaeologist, so I actually excavate human remains mostly.
Okay.
But I also have done paleontology digs.
And
so,
what is your stance on dinosaurs and bones? And what do you think they are? Paper mache or something?
Yeah, it's all made up. It's all made up.
Your response to that is?
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Mic drop. That's all really. She has all these degrees and specialties, and her answer to you is the same as mine: a dumbass. So
I would never call you a dumbass, Ryan.
But please go. Please, if you have more, go. Please go in on him.
I can't because honestly, I thought that one episode where you guys get into it and Fran not believing in dinosaurs had me on the floor laughing because it's ridiculous.
But how is it ridiculous? No, it's ridiculous that something that huge can walk around and it's like, oh, we have bones and it's. Oh, Tyrannosauruses and all kinds of made-up names, and it's all made up. It's fake. It's fake news. It's fake news. It's all made up. It's all made up. It's a business.
Okay. So
it's a business.
You think that
it's big dinosaur?
Yeah,
it's a business.
Big
dinosaur. Yeah.
Big dinosaur.
And possibly.
Oh yeah, I'm really.
You think she's big dinosaur?
I don't know. You.
I was gonna say.
I don't know.
Because if like a corporation was to do this, I mean maybe, but like trust me, I do not make. I went to a lot of school, and yes, my husband's here. it's not very glamorous.
Yeah, you guys are making millions of dollars doing speaking engagements, lying to people about dinosaurs being real.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
I mean,
I have photos. We haven't confirmed she is not big dinosaur.
Okay.
She's just a hardworking person who has a passion, and you're telling her that she's a liar and Tyrannosaurus Rex is a stupid name. And that's why it's fake dinosaurs.
It's all fake. I'm sorry. It's just I just don't believe it. I won't be persuaded otherwise.
But your life's work is all bullshit.
I mean, to Fran, that's okay.
To Fran, let's have that
I think I'll sleep at night. I think I'll sleep at night with Fran.
I think
it's
delicious, man.
Sonic
Fries is delicious.
Do you have a last remark to Fran about his stance on dinosaurs?
I mean, we'll have to agree to disagree because.
And so you mean I'm right.
No, I think you're wrong.
Agree to
very
okay.
wrong.
That's not what that means.
But okay. I also know that arguing is, it's not going to.
It's not the way. That's spoken like a true dinosaur specialist. That's all of them are really nice.
No. He's been getting bashed all day. So now he's just trying to.
He's been what?
I was getting yelled at earlier.
He's been getting yelled at by everybody that comes past here today.
Why were you getting yelled at?
It was not. It was a loving it. She just was loud.
Oh.
She wasn't angry. She just was loud.
Oh, okay.
I love her. Shout out to Sarah. We're friends. But. That was my turn. Now it's his turn. Because he's always saying this crazy stuff, and nobody ever gives him the trouble. He's always coming to me.
That's true.
He said he doesn't
it is.
In dinosaurs.
It is always Alvin. Why does your friend think this and this and this?
Alvin, you didn't say Murphy Roseboro, Tennessee correctly. But Fran, you cannot believe in dinosaurs. You're great. Why am I getting hate mail? Because I don't know how to say a state I've never been to, a city I've never been to. But he can walk around and say that. Where's the justice in that?
And then there's the soggy fries.
Let's not even.
And I feel like there's more that I just can't think of right now.
That they've never hold him his feet to the fire over. But we won't get into that today. We're going to take a break. I want to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to check back in after we pay some bills. CrimeCon 2022. I am sitting here with two lovely ladies from the podcast Bloodbath. Please introduce yourself before we get into our conversation.
It's not Jacqueline. It's Jamie.
Jamie.
And Ashley.
Jamie and Ashley from the Bloodbath podcast. I spoke on something that happened with you guys' podcast about a Is it two years ago now that when it happened?
That it happened, yeah. Almost, because we're about a year and a half into our podcast. So we're a little over a year and a half into the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got into back and forth with another podcast that was using the name that you guys had copyrighted and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I had heard of their side and just gave my thoughts on it as a person who has been podcasting for some time.
A consumer.
As a consumer, but also somebody that is on the behind the scenes side, and I've seen a lot of like people who maybe had a makeup YouTube and then were like, well, true crime is popular, so I switch. And I understand that a lot of times it's like a business mindset. So when I heard just their side, I was like, I see what happened here. Like these girls wanted to start a business and did the business thing about it, but it was like in this field, it's a lot of like I have a diehard following. And so if the person has the diehard following and the business part is already intact, it's kind of like a, as much as it sucks to say, it's like, just take it on the chin. It was my response. Only hearing one side, it was like, man, it's like kind of a losing battle because it's a battle of soldiers, you know? And
we felt that too. We saw that state of mind and we kind of chose, you know what? No, we're going to fight this one. Yeah.
And I respect that. And so from there, probably, I mean, when did you guys hear that we had said that? Because this was like recent. Oh. This was like within 2 months that we.
Yeah.
You
reached out to me.
This is my last month of working at David's Bridal in Oregon. So
like February or something or January.
Okay.
We got a review on Apple Podcasts.
I mentioned you guys.
To
like,
whoever
I was
the
listening to Affirmative Murder, and I wanted to give you guys a chance, and you guys are garbage. Like basically that.
Yeah. So whoever that person was, what the fuck was that, man? Why you didn't have to do that at all. You just say we wanted to give you guys a chance. Bye.
I'm kind of grateful for it though, because your words, they really spoke to us, because you didn't, like I said yesterday when we were talking, you didn't kiss our ass, and you didn't also like drill into us like a bully as well.
Yeah, that's why when you when I got reached out to you, reached out to me.
Yeah.
Jamie reached out to me.
Hello. Hi.
Yes. It was I'm a very non-confrontational person, so I was like, "Oh no, they
Oh no.
I did say something about their show." And I like don't really remember what I said. So you guys have just heard it, and I'm like, I do remember saying something, but like I don't know what I said. So I hope they're not like I didn't offend, because nothing I said was meant to be malicious.
No, so, and that's why we felt comfortable to actually come in and approach you and talk to you.
And that's why I also like backed away from the phone very slowly when I was like, oh no, not doing this. I don't know what's happening, but not getting into this one. But yeah, I'm glad we could have a time to sit down and chat about it. And I would love for you guys to kind of really explain the road back, because you guys did, your reviews got tanked.
Oh, they're still tanked.
They're still tanked.
Really hard.
Everything but Spotify, which
And every few months we'll get another one. It's just like, you guys suck. You're
trash.
And then
it's definitely
on Instagram,
down.
Our personal ones, and be like, you're ugly, your mom's ugly, you're fat.
Like, I'm like, my mom's dead. Can you not?
Can you, like, it's obnoxious, and, like, why are people still bringing up at this point? Like, we're moving past it. We're trying to grow from it. And you did say on your episode that, like, we'll never recover from this. And, like, I challenge you. Like, we're going to.
Okay. Yeah. I respect it.
Because, like, when
for sure.
we came up with the name, it was
we were actually sitting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's it.
We're
that's
sitting in my Jeep.
Yeah.
We were just
through so many.
Yeah.
Firing names back and forth. And she just said Bloodbath. And all of a sudden, it was just, like, stop.
Yeah.
Because
that's it.
The thing is, I'm kind of an edgy person. I like spooky things. I like gory things. I like all that type of stuff. My favorite murder, I don't know if you see the tattoo sitting right next to you, SSDGM. It has a bit of an edge to it.
Sure.
And when I actually first heard of My Favorite Murder, because you mentioned like we're trying to be the next My Favorite Murder, which I don't think anyone could be them, but I would like to
it's a big hat.
Like, have a good field of people listening to us and have a community. It'd be amazing. And at first, I wouldn't listen to them because I was like, my favorite murder?
Yeah.
Who the fuck has a
that
favorite
like
murder?
A
that sounds
name.
Disgusting.
For sure.
And I was like, wait a second. they don't have, they're not over here like, we're so happy Rebecca got stabbed 36 times. Yeah. No, they're keeping Rebecca's name alive.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
It's, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a podcast by its name.
Absolutely. So what has the journey been like
coming back
around and, you know.
Oh boy. You know? Should I start with mine?
Sure.
I'll be really open with you. I completely shut down. I went into extreme panic attacks. I passed out 3 times and ended up in urgent care.
Oh, wow.
I am now on Zoloft. I still have to take it. I had to up it from 50 to 100 milligrams.
Yeah, wow.
There's no signs of getting off of it yet, but I have been able to cope a lot more lately.
Yeah.
Listening to panels about how trolls attack people for no reason.
For sure.
Trolls are going to be trolls.
It's a major problem.
It is what it is.
Just society today, it just is a part of society.
Yeah.
You know?
And a lot of people say, like, you have to have thick skin to do this. And I thought I did.
Yeah.
Now I know I do.
Yeah, but it's so different. That's why I'm glad I get to talk to you guys, because somebody's saying, like, you said a word wrong, 3 stars. And then somebody's just like, I never listened to your podcast, but I'm on this team. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to leave you the worst review I can possibly leave you.
Yeah.
It's too, that's not a thick skin type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's why my words came from, like, knowing that that was what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this, they don't deserve whatever is about to happen, because they just want a podcast. And everybody, if they want a podcast and they are pure of heart and they really mm-hmm. have good intentions, they should get to do that and decide how long they want to do it for. It shouldn't be, and I'm glad you challenged me, and I feel you guys' resilience, and I'm glad that you guys are still podcasting. But my whole point was, like, I think they're going to quit because this is going to be a crazy road. I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, this mm-hmm. is about to get wild. And I was like, most people would quit.
Mama ain't raised no quitter.
Yeah.
I questioned it. I was like, what do we do?
Yeah.
I asked if we could take a month off. I was like, and she was like, no, we'll pre-record a few episodes and then we could take a month off without nobody knowing.
Yeah.
We're taking a month off.
Yeah. So what about you? How's it been for you?
I come from a family of thick skin and I've never given in to anything on the internet.
You also have siblings.
I'm not big on social media anyway. Like, I like Instagram, I guess, but that's it. So, like, when the comments started flooding in, I was like, whatever. I don't know this person. Water off a duck's back. Like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Water off a duck's back.
That's exactly
quack,
it.
Quack.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that people perceive me or us, like, that's on them. That says more about them than it does about me.
For sure.
I went through a lot of bullying. Like, it doesn't affect me.
Right.
Like, you know, like, when they came after my mom, I was like, no.
That's when the claws came out a little bit.
You leave my mom out of this. Like, that's my best friend right there. But, no, it didn't affect me that much. And, like, seeing her go through it, that hurt me.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't really care what people
have
to say.
It was good it didn't, though,
because
we balanced each other.
Right.
Like, we've been best friends since 2007.
Okay.
We are diehard. Literally, we know our secrets. If we can't be friends, one of us is dead. Just saying.
So it was definitely a balancing act. And every time that she's, like, called me, she's like, oh, my God, her reviews are down. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, it takes time. You
for sure.
Just be patient.
Yeah.
And I don't even care about the reviews
because,
like, I'm just here to podcast. I'm just here to talk. And like, this is a passion for me. You know, like, I have flying and I have podcasting. Like, those are my things.
Yeah.
That's an important thing to say.
Yeah.
Because the reviews don't really do anything. They say that they help you on the charts and stuff, but there's no evidence to that. It's just something that you say because it's a vanity thing. Like, if you have 13,000 reviews and they're 4.5 stars and stuff, when advertisers and stuff come, it looks good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really do anything unless you have numbers like that. So worrying about it this early on, when you're right, like, if you guys keep doing the work and you love doing the work, the podcast that you guys got into an issue with, their following has a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And once you swing around that, it'll start to climb back up and balance out. You
exactly.
know?
And that's what I told her even yesterday. I was like, at one point, our following is going to outweigh theirs.
Yeah, that,
and it doesn't matter what they have to say. I don't care about the negative things. I just want to say this.
No,
real quick.
You
like,
go.
The way we were being perceived was like these money hungry, clout chasing bitches. And like, that was never it. And we were perceived the wrong way. The way that we were speaking to them, I think through text, they were interpreting it a different way. Because over text, you can't do anything.
Texting, there's no tone in text.
There's no tone. Yeah. And our tone was being misinterpreted the whole time. And then they went off. So, like, there's nothing we can do to change their perception of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we were trying to do something kind, and it wasn't being perceived that way.
If anything,
and
the only, like, mind, I guess, that I want to slightly sway is yours. And because you're hearing ours out,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was never about the money. And it's kind of funny because, like, so the 60-40% thing with the merch, that came, I typed that out for hours, like retyping it, trying to make it make sense to them in like a kind way. And that was actually to show that we were amicable.
Yeah.
And that would have showed their followers that we were all amicable and we could go our separate ways.
Yeah.
But also, here's this little thing for you.
It was like a peace offering.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a sense.
But it just came off the wrong way.
And I guess it did to them, which in my mind, I'm like, hey, let's do this. Like, and they're like, hey, let's get money.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And then the $100,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that was so dumb.
Oh.
Where'd that
come from? So in the car, talking with
the producer.
He kept saying, give me a number. And it was always set for Jamie. She's the brains of us. I had the crime. She's got the brains.
I was like trying to start a negotiation.
Yeah,
sure.
But he
wouldn't. Were willing to have a talk of sharing the name. Like, that's where we wanted to start. And he was just like, give me a number. And I was like, no.
She froze. Just, like, and I just grabbed the phone. I was like, $100,000. I just want to say, we agreed. We were going to say $3 million. Because we wanted a ridiculous number.
Exactly. I get it.
Yeah.
But was this was said over the phone and not over text?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is on the phone.
But do you feel like you said it sarcastically on the phone?
Probably. I mean, I had a tone to it because I was just so fucking fed up.
Yeah.
But mind you, I'm going to out you right now. She's autistic. She doesn't know what her fucking tone is. Like, I'm
it's true. A lot of times I don't. That's like, why the first 35 episodes of Bloodbath are now on Patreon only, because people are like, girl, why are you laughing right there? And I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know.
That's also good. That's also an important thing to note as well, because one of the things that I didn't like in what that podcast said was what they did was when they came out and finally spoke on it, they were very intentional about making you guys look like you're deviously laughing at people being killed at on the podcast.
Which hurt me.
And in this world, it's like, again, I guess if you don't listen to true crime, I know it was malicious, but I'm just gonna play devil's advocate and say, in this world, if you know the true crime world, then you know the difference between like bringing up your night from last night and having a laugh about that before you get into the story, or a funny name of a city and you can't help but laugh, or a funny last name,
or even the bad guy, like
or
being
even the
an
bad
idiot.
Guy,
which
yeah.
is who we always make fun of, and I don't care about laughing at them.
Exactly. And but to say like these people are laughing at dead women, it put the claws into their army even harder to not even have to give you guys a shot, because they already have a thing that they can say as the negative review.
That was in their YouTube comments, was, I feel her claws digging in my shoulders and telling me to go, and I'm going. That was a literal comment.
What is the quote that your mom would always say to us, because I'm a hothead and I had to learn this?
So my mom's pretty great, shout out to her. She's always said, once you start yelling, you've lost the battle.
Which was to me, because I lost my mom at 16. So they kind of, Jamie and her mom are kind of like my moms. They help me through a lot of things in life. And if I get angry, I just start yelling.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
And,
sure.
and it's like, come back down. Or if I'm passionate, I get really loud for no reason again. And I just, this quote is stuck. And
I like
it makes
that one,
sense.
Though. I like that one. Go ahead and tell people about your podcast, what you want people to know about you guys. If there's any misconceptions you want to clear up, please go for it.
Okay. So we are a comedy true crime podcast.
Yes.
We try to make light of things. We both experienced death. My dad died, her mom died, and we make fun of it. Like,
it's not only that.
In a sense of, like, I'd rather be laughing than crying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's how we attack these cases, is never at the expense of the victims. We want to make sure the victims' names are heard and that their stories are told. But also, make fun of the dude who wants to murder this chick, or make fun of the, you know, people who think they want to get away with insurance fraud. It's like, that's, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You can't start a fire and then say, oops.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get caught.
For
and
sure.
You're dumb for doing that,
yeah.
you know? So, like, that's where our podcast is. We like to make light of that, and we want to get
traumas.
People's stories told and try to cope in our traumas and help other people through theirs.
Yeah.
We've both been through so much in our lives that I feel like we have experience in all of that. And
that was one of the things too, Mo. So I'll get really old. I have this philosophy in myself where if I can talk about how many times this girl has been raped and abused and murdered, whatever, I should be able to talk about my own comfortably, you know? And my babysitter was molesting me left and right. And the way that they came off to us, saying that we were putting women down and that their podcast is made to uplift people and make them happy, and that they've all been molested besides one of them. They had to point that out. If they took even a second to actually talk with us when we wanted to actually share the name in the very beginning, back in February of 2021, they would have known.
All of those
things. You can't just judge people by what they look like. I was going to Torrance High. I went to Harbor City. I was a minority there.
Yeah.
People always looked at me like, oh, here's this prissy little white bitch. Yeah. Like, she's got everything. And I'm just like, no, I'm in the same exact corner as you.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I have is stupid privilege that I shouldn't have. But you know what I mean? And I'm just like, no, you can't just judge somebody by looking at them.
Absolutely.
We've been through hell. I've been through halfway homes. I've been living on the street with my mom. Like, everything. You can't just throw this out at somebody and be like, we've been molested, so why did you take us down? Which, that too, we didn't take down their Apple podcast after this fact. We took it down after we put in the copyright, before they were communicating with us. And we were like, fine, if you're not going to listen to our cease and desist, then we're just going to take this the legal way.
And the process just
caught
up.
And then it got taken down after we were talking. We emailed Apple and we said, hey, we're handling this together. Can you please reinstate them?
Yeah.
Didn't hear a word. From also. Apple.
So that looks away. So it's all just a big miscommunication
really
and a misunderstanding.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. And like, we thought it was amicable conversation at the beginning, and then it just got real catty.
Okay.
And then they called a veteran a terrorist. And
That was not a good one. Our whole friend group is pretty much veterans.
No,
besides
you.
Me, I'm just married to one.
Well, this
is a lot of poor taste and scariness. I mean, that morning I woke up to, the first thing I read was, go kill yourself. It's the first thing, and I was like, what is happening?
You're like, wait a second,
the
what?
Fuck did I say?
Yeah, you guys have experienced something that I like dread every day, is that like, you wake up and you have 100 notifications and you're like, what the fuck?
Shit went on private real quick for me.
what did I say? What is happening right now? And so I'm sure that's scary and like, not cool, but I just want to make sure that we're amicable. I feel like this conversation was nice. We talked before we turned the mics on. You guys are super cool. And I hope that whatever I said, because I don't remember everything that I said, but whatever I said, I hope that...
There's one thing I want to address.
Okay, yes,
I
want to
get a little
yes.
confrontational.
Okay, please. Yeah, go for it. Let's do this.
So you said Bloodbath is an unoriginal name. And
that
it's just a word.
Sure.
So what makes affirmative not just a word?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
My whole thing about that, because I do remember saying that, my whole thing about that was less, and when I said unoriginal, I didn't mean like it's not a good name. What I meant was like copywriting that name to me, because there was like a third, like a blood, he like plays Dungeons and Dragons or something like that.
That was after.
But
and
was
we
like,
were also
but
kind
was like,
to them.
Yeah, but I was like, but that guy got like, what are you guys, talking about? They just didn't know. They just typed in Bloodbath and he got some negative reviews, you know? So that was my only point, was that like, I felt like it was like, you guys could both coexist. I was on that train, but I also heard the story from their perspective.
Yeah.
And I understand now also another year of going by and starting an LLC and really taking podcasting seriously. So I understand the business side of it. And you don't want your brand to be misconstrued or, you know, messed up with somebody else. At the time, I wasn't really in that bag as much. Mm-hmm. So I do understand more I understood from the business side then. I just was more cognizant. I was just more cognizant of like, yeah, but like, if they have 100,000 people that they can go, hey, fuck these people, right? And you guys are just starting, they're gonna put you so far behind the eight ball, you know, that it's like, maybe just like, your true crime, their comedy, and just ride it out.
That's what we wanted in the beginning.
Yeah.
In that we wanted to share it.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk to them in the sense of wanting to know if they were going to LLC, if they were going to trademark.
Yeah.
And if so, it needed to be different.
Yeah.
It had to like say their names. It had to have something else to it.
Yes.
So that we could be different. I had people at work that were coming up to me that were like, we're having a hard time finding you. Which one are you? And I'm like, well, obviously we're not those three bitches right there. Not bitches, but like, we're two bitches too. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like that. Don't back me, please. But I was like, obviously for those two. But it's like, I just didn't want the communication of it.
Yeah.
And it's ours. Nobody, it's just Bloodbath. Nobody has that.
Has
it's kind of like when you have the @ on Instagram.
Yeah, like your name.
Your name.
Michael.
I was looking, I was like, Ashley.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
it's
kind of cool.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then the whole thing with, I think, reviews and stuff is, I don't want bigger people. I don't know, you know, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter. We've run into them so many times today.
Yeah.
And we've talked to them and they're really awesome. And my biggest fear is that they might look us up like on Apple Podcasts and they're going to see that 1.5. It doesn't matter to me when it comes to trolls anymore.
But people that,
but people
you respect
that I respect and admire. Yeah. And then they just might get this perceived, is it Notion of me?
Yeah, Notion works. Notion. Yeah, like, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Yeah, I get that. But that's why it's important for you guys to come to stuff like this and speak to people and you know, and so people can know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I wanted to give you guys a chance to, like, say that that's what happened, you know, because no matter how many times you guys say it on your platform, if it doesn't spread around to other people to know at these kinds of things, like her fear about the Billy Jensen thing, then another podcaster, you walk away, they look you up, because that's what everybody does, and they go, oh, my God, they say this about women, and, you know, so, yeah, I think it's important for you guys to clear your names and let people know who you are. So I'm glad you guys came to this so that you could meet people and stuff.
Thank you for giving us that platform to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Like literally.
You automatically write us off as, you know,
like everyone else did.
Yeah. We are real people. We absolutely have, you know, a real passion for podcasting. So,
like I said, ADHD and autistic, if you can get me to sit down for countless hours and do the research that I do, I read books for this. I read books.
Yeah.
You don't know me, but like books.
It's a big deal
for me. I love this. I love the true crime community. I grew up watching America's Most Wanted with my mom and having nightmares, but like I would still watch it every week with her.
It's addictive.
Like, yeah, it's true crime.
It's the passion.
Yeah.
You guys have the passion. I get it. And I respect it. And so, again, not knowing you at the time, I was putting you in a category of the three types of podcast prototypes that I know.
Yeah. I think there is three.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably more, but the three that I can
just
think of off top are like people who were former detectives or something like that and have a passion.
Yeah.
People who are like, this is a cool opportunity. Like, I see the... Some people just see the landscape and they go, there's people here we can sell shirts to, this, that.
Yeah.
And I've seen that a lot of times. I've seen it a lot of times. And so it's a prototype to me. Mm-hmm. And there's other people who are just like couch detectives, super fans, can't get enough of it, and have a passion and just love the – and those are the people who don't care about the numbers, the reviews, whatever, and they stick it out. You know, and it's unfortunate that you guys went through this thing, but I can feel that you guys have the passion, and it wasn't just like a money grab or – to try to jump in the true crime world and be morbid or be My Favorite Murder or be whoever, Wine and Crime. And you guys wanted to start something because you guys like to talk about it, but you also were like, let's go full throttle into this and really make it our thing that we do. And I think that talking to somebody, getting a message from somebody that you don't know that's really businessy can come off a way to people. Especially like we said, when it's just through text messages.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when you start, when it's like percentage, and my whole point, I think I said this, was like, you guys are right. Like, your argument is right. Like,
you decided, like, that the way we went about it possibly wasn't correct, but you were definitely on that side.
Yeah, I was like, you guys win. Like, you guys did all the right stuff.
Cookie jar, that's the one.
Yeah, we said we couldn't keep our hands out of the cookie jar, but you were right.
Yeah.
Were right. No.
So I just think that, like you said, there's a lot of miscommunication, and then when they really decided to hit the Death Star button,
destroy.
Yeah, it was malicious, and I knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
And so I spoke.
You did call it. You told the future.
Yeah. And so I spoke off of like, that wasn't called for. You know, I just felt like it wasn't called for. It was, I knew what that would do. And so I felt bad about it. But now, having talked to you now, I understand who you guys are even more. And you guys' hearts are in the right place. And that's what really matters, you know, like, because really at the end of the day, we're telling stories about people who had horrible things happen to them.
Yeah.
It's not about us.
Like,
you know?
It really isn't.
It's like, you know, and then the people that you are in a thing with aren't even in the true crime world, so they don't even really understand what is the thing, you know?
It's most people that don't even like it. They're like, why do you like that?
Exactly.
It's weird.
It's like you never would have had them as a fan anyway.
Exactly.
But now they have a reason to hate you because they already hate the genre and they got a battery put in their back.
Yeah. And that's the whole new thing, too, is hating people. Yeah. That's the whole new drama. This is like Dramageddon true crime, but no thank you.
Could you plug your podcast one last time?
Oh, God.
Introduce yourselves to our audience officially, because I didn't say you guys' names and all that stuff, I don't think, when I was saying what
oh,
I was
saying.
Oh, you
did. You said Jamie's name wrong. You called her Jacqueline.
Okay.
You got Ashley right, so that's 50%.
Okay,
you
okay.
Know?
So
that's
good. I'll take 50% anytime. Yeah, but one last pitch, one last plug.
Well,
go
you
for
do
it,
a
please.
Little intro. We are Bloodbath Podcast, and I'm Ashley.
And I'm Jamie. Yes. We do true crime.
And the mix of comedy, a mix of putting in our little bit of trauma.
Sprinkle a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And please check them out. And if you don't like it, don't say we sent you there. And
well, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I don't need whoever that person was. You need to report to my DMs and explain what your line of logic was there. I don't get that. I really don't. And I apologize.
Here's your next interview.
Hey, I just I was sent here by these people, and I don't like it. Why would you? Why don't put us in it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad we could talk. Are we? Officially, we're good. I want to make sure we say that.
Kind of always were. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, and if you ever have more questions or want to chat again, like our DMs are open.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. So thank you guys for taking the time. Glad we cleared this up.
Absolutely.
Let's go get a drink or something like that.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Affirmative Murder is brought to you by My Life in a Book. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I just know you guys are thinking about a truly special gift for your mom. But let me tell you about a pretty priceless gift. MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book that you could pass down from generation to generation, which I think is a pretty awesome memento to leave behind. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. Your mother or the mother can either type her response or record her voice. MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It would be like preserving her voice and her stories for all of eternity. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories, and this is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm in the middle of my MyLifeInABook.com journey, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I've been asking some pretty thought-provoking and funny questions, and, you know, I'm excited to see the response, but I'm also just excited to have the physical book in my hands and know that I can look back on it in 20, 30 years. The interface is super user-friendly. The questions are super easy to set up. It's a breeze of a process. So what I need you to do is check out MyLifeInABook.com. That's MyLifeInABook.com. And use code AMP, that's A, M as in Mother's Day, P, at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for the mom in your life this Mother's Day. One more time, that's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code AMP for 10% off today.
CrimeCon 2022. This is day three.
Day three.
Alvin.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, man?
Ooh, brother. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night was a long one.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun one. Long one. And then we just have so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like we're trying to play these trivia games. We haven't gotten around to them yet, so I want to try to do a bunch of them today if we get some high traffic in here.
Yes.
And we have to go meet my grandmother, or she will disown me if I don't go.
Can't wait.
Get lunch with her or something.
I can't
so
wait.
So we have to go do that. We got to get the big dog here, some In-N-Out.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff on the agenda today. It's hectic, and it's kind of been nonstop the whole weekend, but it's been really nice and fun, and people have been really receptive to us, and we've had a good time. Fran's been dressed like a rock star.
Oh, man.
People are like talking about his
nowhere,
swing,
nowhere,
style
nowhere near. Nowhere near.
He's wearing sunglasses. He's worn sunglasses the entire weekend.
The whole weekend.
He's not taking sunglasses off. Every event we've gone to, every club, whatever, he's been wearing sunglasses, and it is working.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you.
People are gravitating towards this guy.
You know, I appreciate that, but, I mean, fashion-wise, man, you are on another level, man. On another level.
I'm in my hairstyles
you,
era, for sure.
Man, you in great shape. You got the guns out today.
I got my gun. I'm wearing a sleeveless.
You're on a totally different level right now.
I'm wearing a sleeveless vest right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but, no, it's been a super fun time. We met some really awesome people.
Yes.
We met. Oh, I don't think we're going to get to interview them properly. But we met Derica and the other co-founder of the Black and Missing Foundation, who were awarded an award for the amazing work that they do with their foundation. Their hashtag is Help Us Find Us. And I love that shit a lot. And we met them and talked to them for like 5 minutes, and then they're like, I see that they have speaker badges on. I was like, wait, you guys? And they're like, we do this. And I'm like, I follow you guys on Instagram. Why didn't you say that from the beginning? Everybody kept coming up to me all weekend and being like, oh, a Raiders hat, huh? And so that's how it started. So it started off kind of,
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to let anybody punk me over a hat. But it's also, I just wore a black hat because it's black. But everybody wants to get all intense about it. So that's how that started. And then it turned into all love because they knew we were two of the only like four black people here. So they can't just dismiss me.
Derrica and Natalie.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to Natalie. But they couldn't just dismiss us because I had a Raiders hat on because we're like the only black people here.
Yeah.
So they knew we got to stick it out, even though
yeah,
I'm a Washington Commanders fan. So yeah, I was like, Washington Commanders?
I didn't even know they changed the name.
Finally, got around to it.
Didn't know they changed
it. That name's pretty dumb, but it's not racist, so that's good.
That's true.
Let
me ask you, how do you think today's going to go? What are your expectations for the last day three?
Expectations? I don't really have expectations for day three because it's the shortest day. Mm-hmm. I would love to play at least three games so I can get these prizes off. You know, I took time curating these prizes, and I want to give them to people. So I would love to play some of the trivia games, but expectations are none.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
I don't have any. I don't expect the traffic to be like it was yesterday. Yesterday was very hectic, probably being the longest day, probably the most popular day because mostly people come in Friday, so they like they miss the Friday day, day one, and they come day two. But you know, by this being day three, the last day of CrimeCon, can you pick something that was different this year than last year?
Way bigger. Mm-hmm. Probably the most like apparent one of all the things is that it's way bigger here.
Yeah.
But also, because of and they had no control over this. It is what it is. But like, the NFL draft made it a lot less of a desire for me to be like, let's go explore.
Let's go out.
Vegas,
it's like,
and, you
know, because I like, because Austin was just like, you can go out. Everything is not in the hotel.
No.
So you can go out, explore a little bit. And it's like
a cool neighborhood.
By my first time being here, I would love to come back and get a chance to walk the strip.
Yeah.
But like by it being
it's closed off.
Hectic, I'm like, I wasn't even
interested
into bringing it up. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, let's just keep it close.
I don't want to.
Because I don't want to be a part of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
And two of the three hats that I brought here have sports teams on them.
Yes.
So I'm not going to walk into a sea of bros.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, fuck it, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. But, the combination of the draft and the CrimeCon has made it interesting. But they've done a really good job of, like, making sure they have events for people to go to all day.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So really leads you into the night, and then you do what you want at night, you know?
Right.
But I would say the size is the most jarring thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But aside from that, pretty much the same. Just bigger. What do you think?
Just more people. Like I said, that's probably the easiest one to, you know, to pick is the more people. I expected to be how it is. Because, like, we already knew people were like, hey, Vegas is going to be triple times the people in Austin.
Yes.
So I was already coming in expecting. Now, if we did this was our first year.
Would have been more overwhelming for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. It'd be like, but I was already prepared. I think we both were prepared.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And another thing I'll add this too is that, like, I can feel a growth.
Yeah.
In, like, the people approaching, the number of people approaching, the podcasters that we are talking to and interacting with, and they know our show. And it feels like last year was, like, our rookie year.
Right.
And now it feels like sophomores. Still, like, getting our feet wet and figuring things out. But, like, we got our confidence down. We know where we stand and we know how to work a room and walk in and talk to people confidently and network and all that stuff. So I feel like we were rookies of the year last year. If we're going to keep on the sports analogy, I think we had a great rookie year at the Austin CrimeCon.
Yeah.
But now at this one, I feel like we might go for most improved or like something like that. It's like it's another good year.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we still have a lot of room to grow, but still haven't hit our. We've been doing this 5 years, but we still haven't hit where I think we can get.
I agree.
I mean, meaning like our prime, our best years at the top. Where the analogy you're using basketball, our MVP form, we haven't gotten there
yet. No, it's not even there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I hang my hat on as well. I'm like, this is like, we're still trying to figure out how to network. Because we have had some some experiences here where it's like we might come off as standoffish to some people because we don't really go talk to people that we don't know like that, you know? Like, and my voice is cracking. I feel like I'm 16 years old. We don't know them. But, yeah, like, I don't want that to come across as standoffish, especially because Fran is wearing sunglasses. But really what it is like, we just don't we just don't know. We're still learning how to do this whole thing and be like, give me your card and what's your show called? And so we just go up to the people that we know, incidentally, that we just met on our own.
It's just
and
like
don't
you,
talk to them about podcasting.
It's just like when you go into... You know, somebody invites you to a cookout. The people where you going is like the people
you know
and feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm not gonna introduce myself to your aunt for 35 minutes at your cookout.
You can't like think somebody's being an asshole because like, they're not coming to speak to you.
No,
so they going to the people that they are used to being around where they can be themselves.
A little, not to be a braggadocio, but the people that we do go up to and that do go up to us are like a big deal here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I can see how it could look like, oh, you'll talk to them, but you won't talk to us. But like, we happen to know those people.
We know them. We've like worked with them, have a relationship with them. So it's, you know, it's different.
Yeah. So that's all I can really explain it as, you know? Tis what it is, man. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I just talk to my friends sometimes, but we're working on it. I think we did better this year.
Yeah.
I think we did better this year. We met a lot of cool people. Yeah. Like a lot of cool people that, aren't podcasters, just talk to them like people, which is what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to work in the like, yeah, we do a podcast. I like to just talk to people. So we've met some really cool people that are here and do the conventions as, you know, fans.
Yes.
And have met some really cool people in that regard. And so that's what I like. That's my takeaway. It's like, who are we meeting here that are really cool people? I don't care about how big your show is or any of that type of stuff.
Right.
Like, did we hit it off? What's your podcast name? What's my podcast name? Okay, cool. Move past that. What do you like to do?
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, you're cool. I like your energy.
Just have a conversation.
Swap or whatever.
Yeah, just have a conversation. Yeah.
That's all it is, man. But
I think we do a great job with last year and this year just leaving our fingerprint on. When people leave, they go, you know, even if they didn't come over here and talk to us or whatever, we come up somehow. They listen to a podcast that we worked with and they find us. And then next year they go, I saw you guys last year, but, you know, I didn't know about you guys.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of those people, you know,
time around.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying I feel like it's most improved because we got a lot of like, saw you guys last year, listened to you on this podcast.
Yeah.
But then in the year since today, I've gotten around to listening.
Right.
And now I like you guys.
Yeah.
So last year I didn't know you, but now I know you. And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is really cool. All these opportunities are super cool, and it's just been a fun ride. And
yeah, man.
You know, it was a good 30th birthday. I'll say that on the microphone because by the time this comes out, it'll be long gone. Nobody can bring me cake or something like that. So it was a good 30th birthday. It was cool to be 30 in Las Vegas, especially because, like, I've grown up here, but have never done this Vegas before.
Yeah.
I, like, come here like my grandmother lives in Montana. I go out to the mountains and, like, live and just stay at her house.
Yeah.
And then we might come down for a show. But I've never stayed at a hotel on the strip as an adult and, like, drank and walk around the street with alcohol in my hand and did all that stuff. And this was, like, the most crazy atmosphere to do that because there's also NFL players
all kinds
walking
of shit.
Around.
Yeah.
Dudes and frat penny tees and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So it was almost like the Vegas experience on super drugs.
Yeah.
It was like too Vegas-y.
Too Vegas-y.
Too douchey.
Yeah.
Too loud. Everything was just too much.
Yeah.
You know, and I definitely don't love it. I don't love what Vegas is, but it was fun.
Yeah, I mean,
it's overly stimulating.
Yeah, it's like, I'm happy just being on TV. Like, it's I get a thing about seeing stuff on TV and then actually being able to experience being out here, like, oh, shit, I see this on TV all the time, but I'm actually here. You know, I get that's what's fun to me. But I would love to come back and have the full experience when it's like, I feel like, you know better than I do, Vegas is probably always crazy, but probably not as crazy as it was.
That's what I would say. I would say Vegas is always crazy.
Yeah.
But not the streets are blocked off. You're walking in the streets and there's stages built for the giant sports events and stuff. It's always crazy. My voice is, like, going to annoy me today. It's always crazy, but this was, like I said, everything's on 10.
Yeah.
And so it is a little overly stimulating.
Yeah.
Plus, we just have so much stuff to do that it's all overly – I've been overly stimulated the entire weekend, and I've been high. And so that combination has made me very, like – I've been in my head a lot. And so – but then you also have to, like, talk to people.
Yeah.
You know? And which I'm like – that's jujitsu for me. I'm like in my head high, and I'm like, what? we didn't do this or we didn't do that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dogs. You like dogs?
Yeah.
I can jump out of my head and keep the conversation going. But it, I have been in my head because it's just I want to make sure we do the best that we can. Like I said, day three, we have not played the trivia game once.
Yeah.
So I'm like stressed out about that because I want to give people on the Patreon content.
Yeah, but it's like you still got to meet. You know, we got to. It's just with the listeners coming by.
Yeah.
You know, our, like I say, our day ones, they come by and, you know, want to get a chance to meet us in person. And it's like we don't have time to get the game because we want to give them, you know, they helping us get to where we are.
You hello.
We want to get them attention. Hello.
We are a true crime comedy podcast called Affirmative Murder. My co-host here and I, Fran, we talk about stories that don't get a lot of media coverage. And we...
Yes.
Yeah, and we, you know, we tell some jokes where we can, but not at the expense of the victims. So, yeah, what else? That's it. That's the whole spiel. That's all I got. Yeah, okay, I'll take it. Okay, cool. We were at Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Austin. That was our first one.
Yes.
Yeah. A more, yeah. A human.
It
a
wasn't
human
that
hot. It was a,
weather,
it was a
yeah.
humid hot. It was
yeah,
more
yeah.
hot in Austin for sure. Humid. It was humid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take a
stick
please
of the car? Take whatever you want. But yeah, man, CrimeCon 2022, we just wanted to check in. We'll be back after these messages. CrimeCon, day three check-in. Man, what a storm we just got hit with, Fran.
Yeah.
A fun storm.
Yeah.
Played multiple trivia games.
Yes.
The first round, I will say, I don't know if that's going to be seen by people because I was still recovering in that one. I was flubbing the reads. I wasn't as charismatic as I've been known to be.
Yeah.
But the next two after that,
I think you did a great job.
We were blessed to have Wendy and Beth stop by. Our friends Kathy and Joe played. They won some fun prizes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to get through all the prizes, but we've given away some.
Yeah.
We got some footage.
Yes.
How did you think the footage came out?
Good.
Okay. You were doing your thing. Camera friend.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll see how that, once it gets into the editing and I'm looking at it and stuff, we'll see how everything turned out. But I'll tell you what, it was a fun time. It's fun to just play it. It brings the energy to the booth and stuff like that. And so, yeah, man, CrimeCon day three, it's starting to wind down. I feel it. I think maybe there might be one last push, one last wave, but I'm not sure. How are you feeling about the whole weekend overall, really?
The whole weekend, it was fun, you know, just doing this, you know, get the juices pumping a little bit.
Yes.
So I thought it was fun. Outside of the experience of experiencing Las Vegas, I had a great time. Because coming out here, to try to do this and then try to do some other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not enough time. It's not enough time in the day to do that. So.
You're not going
to
get it all done.
Yeah, so I would
matter
definitely.
Matter of fact,
have to
I would
back.
Argue we didn't get a lot done that I thought we would get done, but it's fine. You know, like.
It's cool. It's cool.
We did the stuff that we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
We showed our faces where we were supposed to show our faces.
Yep.
So I think it was another successful year, another fun year.
Yeah.
Still thoughts about the next going to the next one. I don't know if we're gonna do that, but you know, this CrimeCon was great.
Yeah.
Once again, made a lot of good connections, met some cool people. We're probably gonna check in one last time before we call it a day here for day three, but I just wanted to pop in and give updates that we have achieved some footage.
Yes.
For the true crime
trivia.
Yes,
we got the content is coming.
Content is coming. We have acquired more content to give you guys. Yeah, man. CrimeCon 2022. It's been a hell of a ride. We're still riding until tomorrow, so we'll check in a little bit.
But they never checked in again. That's right, folks. I am now home. Fran is back home with his family. CrimeCon 2022 was an amazing time, but we got swept up in that last day. A lot of stuff was going on. We didn't have one last time to check in. I hope you enjoy some of the live moments that we were able to play for you guys from our booth. Some of them were too crazy for us to play, too chaotic, too much screaming, too much yelling, too much fun, too much chaos. But we played some snippets of some really great moments that we got. Being able to talk to the father of Daniel Robinson, David Robinson, and just hear a brief snippet of his story before he spoke that night was incredible. Shout out to my girl Misty. Just some great moments, interactions with listeners, Judge Susan. I mean, it was just great, and I'm glad we could deliver you guys something. I hope you guys enjoy this. We only got stuff like this because we have incredible listeners like you who put us in positions to be able to go to things like this. And maybe we'll be at CrimeCon 2023. I'm not really sure. We got to talk to Fran about that. Fran has a family. He's going to be married soon. might not have the free time to go to the next one. But if we are fortunate enough to be able to go, we'll see you guys next year. Thank you guys so much for your support. Everybody that came to the booth, if you're listening to this, thank you for the warm words and the hugs and the gifts and the affirmations and just the beautiful moments, man. We really are appreciative of every one of them. So thank you guys. And we'll see you guys next week.